the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California's historically wet winter earlier this year motivated greater adoption of a water management strategy known as a flood-managed aquifer recharge, or FloodMAR, in which excess floodwaters are diverted onto farmland to boost depleted groundwater. State Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemeth says, "We knew from the previous drought years that our ability to respond to those kinds of intense rain events is becoming increasingly important." Agricultural export values in fiscal year 2023 that ran through September 30th declined, while imports narrowly increased. Ag product values through the end of September were reported to be $178.7 billion, down from $196.1 billion last year. A USDA report says import values rose 0.6% to $195.4 billion. Corn exports were the second biggest decliner, behind vegetable oils, falling 32%. This year's Thanksgiving dinner won't be as hard on the checkbook as it was last year, but the meal will still reflect historically high costs. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 38th annual survey shows the average cost of this year's holiday feast for 10 is $61.17, less than $6.20 per person. This is a 4.5% decrease from last year's record high of $64.05, but a Thanksgiving meal is still 25% higher than in 2019.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.